Radio MD. RadioMD.com.
As a cardiologist and a chef, Dr. Michael Fenster has combined his culinary talents with cutting-edge medical expertise and insight. It's time for Code Delicious with Dr. Mike.
Hey, Food Nation, Healthy Nation, are you ready for the scrumptious and salubrious all wrapped up into one tasty treat? I know you are, and I know you know. That means it's time once again for another Code Delicious. Now, recently I've focused on the concept of food value. You can head over to RadioMD.com, iTunes, and download those podcasts if you need to catch up. But today I want to continue that concept. And that concept of food value, for the vast majority of the timeline that is human civilization, the primary driver in that equation was quantity. And over the last century, however, quality has become the defining variable. Real, authentic, and wholesome food that supports the human body and the human gut microbiome that has co-evolved to co-metabolize such a diet with us, this is clearly revealing itself to be the cornerstone of health and wellness. It is the bulwark against the disabilities and diseases associated with the modern Western diet. Such comestible choices are also a decision that remains entirely within our purview. The oft artificially preserved, highly processed, pre-prepared, pre-packaged food-like stuffs that make up the majority of the modern Western diet are highly correlated with a number of maladies. Such illnesses are not prominent in cultures in which such a gustatory approach is not prevalent. For example, dietary approaches like the Mediterranean diet have demonstrated the ability to profoundly make an impact on such disabling endpoints. Now, Mediterranean cuisine focuses on fresh, quality foods based upon a regimen that includes whole grains, vegetables, legumes, fruits, fish, and often other types of seafood. The Mediterranean diet also includes moderate alcohol consumption. And this combination of vino and victuals has resulted in both the prevention and reversal in certain groups of obesity, diabetes, cardiovascular disease, and a number of other untoward conditions. A recent study, reinforces the benefit of such a method not only in preventing a first heart attack or stroke, but in preventing recurrent events in those diagnosed with disease. This is valuable because such secondary prevention highlights the magnitude of benefit conferred from undertaking a true food value as opposed to a food as fuel, the caloric or quantitative approach. This latest study examined over 15,000 patients with known stable coronary heart disease. They came from 39 countries around the globe and had been enrolled in what was called the stability trial. And this was a study that examined the effects of daraplidib, which is a selective lipoprotein-associated phospholipase A2 inhibitor, and totally unnecessary for the remainder of the discussion. Those indulging their appetite with a Mediterranean attitude saw an approximately 30% reduction from about 11% in the controls to just over 7% in the most intensively immersive Mediterranean group in terms of heart attacks, stroke, risk of death from cardiovascular causes, or overall risk of death. Some specific foods were associated with a lower risk of these events, and those included fruits, vegetables, fish, alcohol, dairy food, and even tofu or soybean consumption. But my friends, as Booker T. Washington noted, nothing ever comes to one that is worth having except as a result of hard work. And you know, tasty food and healthful benefits of a nourishing and genuine use of ingredients are no exception. You know, it takes a bit of interest to read a label, maybe a smidge of effort to source your sustenance, and perhaps a dram of desire to rally your inner emerald and get into that kitchen. All in all, it's not much effort when measured against the huge return on such an investment. But we have become a culture of convenience. When we drive around the parking lot for 40 minutes to park 6 paces closer to the entrance to the gym, something is indeed askew. And the restaurant industry has gotten our message. We want it now, quality be damned. According to Yum! Brand CEO Greg Creed, who oversees Pizza Hut, Taco Bell, and KFC brands, the motto is that, and I quote, easy beats better, end quote. In in the bloody arena in which eateries compete for your discretionary dining dollar, many choose a strategy based on convenience. They believe that this is more important than quality or even better tasting food. To back their claims that this is a winning strategy, Taco Bell points to sales over the last several years that have been buoyed by such an approach. Instead of competing by offering higher quality and thus sometimes more expensive ingredients, the focus is on convenience. This is predominantly reflected in the areas of delivery and digital innovation. You know, while trained chefs work long hours sourcing and preparing prime ingredients to prepare a meal that is both sumptuous and salubrious, industrial chains assemble intestinal incendiaries with ever more facile delivery systems. In addition to building more brick-and-mortar stores in the quest of ubiquitousness, there is a focus on delivery. And in fact, delivery was the number one demand from their customers. In addition to home delivery, ordering was made simpler and more efficient by taking the process online and mobile. And that way, when you order your flatline fries with an emoji sent at digital speed, guess what? You can group text EMS on the request. Convenient and efficient. Taco Bell's sister company, Pizza Hut, also adheres to the easy beats better philosophy. Last year, Pizza Hut executives switched their focus from making a pizza that customers might, actually enjoy, to simply cutting down delivery time. The result was an impressive 5% same-store sales growth. With 46% of the carryout orders originating from digital channels, the consumer demand is on convenience, not quality. And despite impressive numbers, competitors Papa John and Domino's exhibit even greater digital dominance. Over 50% of their carryout orders originate digitally. You know, Creed observed that in the past, Pizza Hut had not paid much attention to making life easier for customers as it focused on being better. Sales slumped, even though Pizza Hut was often listed as a consumer favorite. You know, it turns out that the public is fickle, and 30 seconds are not only for sound bites, but for real ones too. People, even those that prefer Pizza Hut pizzas, are only willing to wait about 2 minutes longer to receive their share of the pie. Since Pizza Hut takes more than 2 minutes longer to deliver than its competitors, focus shifted to faster. In the end, it's not about better ingredients, a better pizza, or a better product. It is about the illusion of instant gratification and emotive entitlement. And my friends, nothing satisfies more than supersizing that instant delivery. Perhaps the most important feature on the convenience train, and the one that drove the sales boom at KFC, Taco Bell, Pizza Hut in the most recent quarter, was an emphasis on inexpensive quantity. KFC released the $5 boxes, Taco Bell boosted sales by 8% with the $1 breakfast menu, and Pizza Hut bolstered growth with the $5 flavor menu. Such marketing continues to blur the distinction between value and number, between worthwhile and worth less. Creed remarked that there was a time when the way to beat the competition was to have a better product. How simple. He now believes that convenience trumps quality. I say that is a lazy argument for lazy minds, but one that is all too easily proven true in the face of ignorance and wilted effort. Like some modern Circe, these peddlers of misconception prey upon weakness, rewarding our languor with disability and disease. They transmogrify us from Pizza Hut through our own acidia into Jabba the Hut. Such collusions of convenience may be consumed, but they are not enjoyed. Heed well, my friends, the siren song of expediency. I urge you to strive like Odysseus and make an effort of authenticity, for you are what you eat. And I'll leave you with the words of Tennyson: though much is taken, much abides. And though we are not now that strength which in old days moved heaven and earth, that which we are, one equal temper of heroic hearts, made weak by time and fate, but strong in will, to strive, to seek, to find, and not to yield. And that is a diagnosis.